Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will talk to you about whatever you want, so we continue, continue for tonight, I guess, taking your phone calls. And then coming up here, we'll find out what happened today in court for some of the free staters in New Hampshire. But let's start with your calls and talk to Matthew in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark, Ian. Good evening.
Welcome back, sir.
I'm calling to the second part of the interview of this five-parter that we're going to be doing this week.
Okay.
That's right. You're asking us questions for a paper that you have in college on how to become a radio talk show host. Does that sound about right?
That's correct. Exactly correct, sir.
That's right. Why I do this crap for a living.
That's called a recap.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
So what's going to be tonight? Go ahead.
Tonight we'll start off with, has there been a particular project or event that has been significantly influential to your direction of your career? And if so, expand on it, please.
Has there been a project or event that has been significantly influential on our career?
I would say that that for me it appears as though the situation is the ABCs of selling. Always be selling. I understand that it doesn't actually say ABC, but that's the rule. Always be selling. Always be closing, I guess, is what it's actually supposed to be. And Ian and I have always been, whether overtly or covertly, whether we've been doing it consciously or unconsciously, pushing towards this event. The first sort of weird thing that happened was Ian told me about, and I wasn't Ian's close friend or anything like that when we worked together. He just said to me, we'd chat now and then at the station. We were closer in age than a lot of the coworkers. And he said that he wanted to be a radio talk show host. And I thought, how nice. And within the station, one of the station that he happened to be working on, Flip Formats, and he was board operating on some talk shows. It flipped from rock and roll to a sort of hot talk format. And I mentioned to the manager, the general manager, that, hey, this guy wants to be a radio talk show host. He's working on a talk station. Seems like there's some room there. And he mentioned, he said that I should, tell him to get him an air check. And I don't know whether I ever did that or not. Ian, did I ever tell you that Jim said to get him an air check?
I don't recall anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, so I think I just dropped the ball on that one in particular. But Ian then got Jim an air check. So, he was constantly pushing for the show and managed to pull it off. And then, the show kind of, after that station went away, the show kind of went into a sort of a hibernation hiatus situation. And Ian was working at the station that I managed at that time. And he was doing essentially the program director's job to some extent, and he was talking to somebody about getting the Harry Brown show on 1220 AM WIBQ in Sarasota, Florida. And
how many events is this? Which one of these is the significant event?
I'm talking about a state of mind here, and I didn't see you piping in with anything, pal.
Okay. It's a good story. I'm just curious.
The biggest event is. Go ahead.
I ran out of ink.
The biggest event, the first thing you need as a talk show host is to have a lot of hot air. The biggest event, the most important one, was Ian made a telephone call to GCN in order to get the Harry Brown show, and essentially unsolicited offered his show to them. As
I asked him if they were looking for any program.
Yeah, so I mean he was always looking for the opportunity, and I think that was probably the biggest thing, is just a frame of mind of always looking for the next opportunity.
Okay, so
you want to get anything in there?
Yes. You know what, Mark, that was an excellent choice. I was going to say that the most significant event as far as in the history of all Free Talk Live, that would certainly probably qualify. In the syndicated history of the show, I would say probably adding WFLA in Florida. That was a pretty significant event for us. I mean, Tampa, Florida, I believe, is market number 17 or something like that. So it's a top 20 market. And, of course, we both come from the Bay Area. We come from Sarasota, Florida.
That's the big one.
So, yeah, when you live down in the Bay Area and you're a talk radio listener, you listen to WFLA. Probably.
Gosh.
It's the station of record, so to speak. It's a huge talk station. It's number two in the 12-plus ratings. Now, if you want, you can go and you can get major market. You can get market ratings for any of the markets that Arbitron rates. You can look at all of the, what they call the 12-plus numbers, which means that the ratings include every single person they took the ratings from, basically. They look at every demo above the age of 12. And, yes, Mark?
No, I've got to chime in after you're done.
Oh, okay. So so in those ratings, which is not the demographic for talk radio, the talk radio demographic is tends to be males 25 to 54.
That's, or males 35 to 64.
That's the one that the people in the business look at as far as looking at a talk radio show. Okay, how well are you doing? We need to look at the males 25 to 54 demo because the fact is, 12 to 17-year-olds just don't listen to talk radio.
Not too much.
So, taking in every listener, WFLA is the number two station in the entire Tampa Bay area.
I thought it was three, but okay.
I believe it's number two. It probably has been three. It's number two. Whatever. Anyway, gotcha. It's really a popular station. It's a big market. And so getting WFLA on board for our Saturday night show, even though it's just for 2 hours, was a huge, I think, huge affiliate success for Free Talk Live. And that is kind of my end of the show. I do affiliate relations, my behind-the-scenes end of the show. And so scoring that one was big because those are call letters that you can advertise, that you can put in industry publications that – people recognize, people within the business know WFLA, and if WFLA says it's okay to have Free Talk Live, then that's a signal that goes out to the rest of the industry to say, well, okay, now we can add them too. Because it's basically a business of followers. I mean, the radio business, initially you have to have the early adopters, but once you get the big boys to be an early adopter, then you've kind of made it, and you can expect others to follow their lead.
Right. And, you know, this is what's going to happen with Free Talk Live is in a year, 2 years, 3 years, we're going to be an overnight success after 10 years. People will say, oh, this is the new show. Well, we're not that new. We started in 2002, and Ian was doing radio before that. So, it's basically there's no one pivotal event. It's going out there and working every day, doing the same. You know, our pitch is practiced. I call people for advertising every day. Ian calls program directors to get them to carry the show every day.
Well, it's actually nice. I don't have to do it every day anymore.
Get your ass to work then.
Because we're getting it to, well, I'm sorry, Mark. I went out and did some activism today, and we can talk about that later.
Blah,
but,
blah, blah.
But it's getting to the point where I come back, I check my email, and I've got somebody who wants to be a new radio affiliate.
Yeah, don't expect that to happen all the time.
No, it doesn't happen all the time, but it is pleasant. It's something that did not happen the first 3 years of our syndication. So basically what's happening now, and it's kind of weird. I mean, Mark, you mentioned being the new show on the block, and it still feels like that, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
I mean, here we are. We're on our fifth year of syndication, which is...
And seventh year of broadcasting, pretty much.
I mean, compared to Rush Limbaugh, for instance, 5 years in syndication is next to nothing.
Yeah, I think he was 89.
So when you look at that, we're definitely still the new kids on the block. However, when I look at some of the news items in the industry, like I saw today, and that is that Bob Costas, for instance, is leaving his Saturday night radio show, which, by the way, is great news for Free Talk Live. Bob Costas, one of the few live shows on Saturday nights in syndicated radio, is bailing out. So I'm not even sure if we have any competition anymore on Saturday night. So that's probably going to lead us to having some more affiliates. But nonetheless, my point here is Bob Costas, who is this big sports talk guy, right? He's on NBC and he's got a name. He's on television.
Right.
Bob Costas.
Right.
Bob Costas's show started in 2006. His syndicated show started in 2006. So when I see stories like that, it makes me feel really good about where Free Talk Live is today, because if Bob Costas could only hack it for 2 years and he's got this big name, here's Free Talk Live. We've been at it for going on 5 years now. So that shows the people in the industry that we have stability that a lot of other shows, frankly, they just don't have, and they're looking for that stability, and eventually they're going to realize that Free Talk Live has it, and they're going to come to us, and that's a good thing. And I know you had a second question, so we're going to bring you back. More here in moments with Matthew and your calls as well about whatever you want to discuss. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
One of the biggest diet myths these days is that carbohydrates make us fat. The reality, some carbs do, but good carbs don't. Roughly 70% of your daily calories should come from good, complex carbohydrates. The ones to avoid are called simple carbs. In contrast, complex carbohydrates are nutritious. They are all loaded with fiber. So, if you consume whole, good, natural carbs, you will enjoy more consistent energy throughout the day without gaining extra pounds. Yeehaw! For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods and is also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up, and webcam versions, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL, the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off with offer code FTL at adameve.com.
As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, we go back to Matthew in California, who has spent the last couple nights and will continue spending the next three nights asking us two questions per night to help him with a report that he's doing, a paper that he's doing in college, a broadcasting school, basically, taking some college classes to enter into the radio industry. And so we're answering some of his questions for him. So go ahead, sir.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. In what ways do you think your family background was special in helping you to become the person that you are?
That's a good question. My dad helped me get into radio, just kind of interested as a hobby in radio, things like scanners or CB radio and things like that, non-broadcast radio. And I would say that probably got me into listening to broadcast radio and therefore coming to be interested in broadcast radio. So I would have to say probably dad.
My mom was, you know, she was an articulate woman and, you know, was very, she was very clear that she wanted to raise me to be articulate also. So, you know, I grew up hearing lots of different kinds of words used in lots of different ways. And so I think I came out with a better than average grasp on the English language. And that was extraordinarily helpful. And she, you know, raised me to be a self-starter and to be independent. And I think that those things certainly played in. I was also raised sort of secluded out on a farm, at least partially. My grandmother lived in town, but we lived out on a ranch, 10 acres. And so I had time by myself, and I just liked fiddling around with, I remember playing around with the big boom box and recording songs that I liked. And then at the time in the 80s, I remember DJs would sometimes chime in during the songs and say things, which they don't do at all now. They don't do that at all now. But I would do those kind of things, and obviously I'd be chiming in far too often, but and then I'd record these tapes of myself.
I did that stuff when I was younger as well.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you and your listeners for your time. I appreciate it, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yeah, guess where I was last night?
Can't even imagine.
At a DUI checkpoint?
No.
No. Okay.
I brought my fifth grader. We went to Tap Room Tuesday to say hello to everybody.
This is an event that is run by Free Staters here in New Hampshire, encouraging other liberty-oriented individuals to get together and socialize.
Yes. And then we went to the Bruins game. We walked all the way from Tap Room Tuesday to the Bruins game.
Where are the Bruins from?
The Bruins are from Boston, but I guess they must have been playing across the street in the Verizon. Is it the Verizon Center there in Manchester?
The Manchester Monarchs played the Providence Bruins last night. And he picked up that I was being tricky. Now, the reason I'm calling is, you know, when we're talking to people out there interested in the Free State Project, we need to tell them that New Hampshire ain't all forests and farmlands. We've got professional sports here, too.
What?
The
Monarchs in professional sports.
What is that?
Yeah, they're the American Hockey League's affiliate of the Los Angeles Kings. And they play the Providence Bruins, who are the AHL affiliate, of course, of the Boston Bruins.
Gotcha.
Manchester is home to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats baseball team, and they are the double A.
I don't know. Do sports fans really care about the local teams?
I absolutely do think that they do. Certainly they'll watch their team on the big screen, but if you have a choice of going to see the Keene Swamp Bats in Keene, or you have to drive 2 hours to Boston to go see a Red Sox game, you know, you're probably going to go see the Swamp Bats more often than you're going to go see the Red Sox.
Every area, Tom, has minor league baseball teams, so I don't know if
it's
a real feature.
But it's not all forests and farmlands, is what
he's saying.
That's
true. It's mostly forests.
One other thing. Okay, we went to the game.
And it's beautiful.
And there was a fight in the first period. And
that's why people go to hockey, baby. They want to see blood. Isn't that right? Isn't that why people go to watch hockey games?
Used to be.
And they do have beer at the Verizon Wireless Arena.
All right, Tom. Well, thank you for the travel guide. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, there's lots to do in New Hampshire. It's a nice place to live.
Well, I think that sports fans do care about that stuff. People imagine that they're going to go often to professional sports games and live theater far more often than they do. But it makes a difference when they choose places to live. The fact is, you can live in New Hampshire and still be inside the Boston Metro and go see some of the biggest the big plays, and the little ones manage to make it around here to, the smaller venues.
It's only 4 hours to New York from Keene.
That's correct.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. We continue here.
We used to be 3 hours from Orlando, and I considered that relatively close. I don't consider New York to be close, but, it's all perception.
All right, so let's talk about what happened today. There was an activist event earlier today at Milford District Court here in New Hampshire, wherein two activists were being brought up on trial for disorderly conduct charges, which, of course, is one of the government's favorite charges to slap against you if you are doing something they don't want you to do. If they have ordered you to do something and you've refused to follow their command, there's a good chance you're going to be charged with disorderly conduct. Now, these gentlemen could have been charged with contempt of court because the disorderly conduct took place in the Milford District Court earlier this month. We talked about it at the time. One of the incidents involved a man who refused to remove his hat in the courtroom. The other involved a man who attempted to enter who was going to enter the courtroom, but then seeing what happened with the other guy who got in trouble with the hat, started to ask questions of the bailiffs about the rules for wearing hats before he'd actually come into the courtroom, and they apparently arrested him for asking questions.
Question asking.
Right. They claimed, the second gentleman, Charlie, who's a very diminutive young man, very small and quiet and a nice guy, but they roughed him up, they hurt him, and essentially what was going on with Charlie was they claimed he was blocking the path to leave the courtroom. They claim that you could not open the door because Charlie was standing in front of it, preventing people from leaving the courtroom. That was what they said was disorderly conduct. They said they asked him
to
move.
It sounds like disorderly conduct if that was the case, but
and it wasn't.
Yeah.
They said they asked him to move and that he did not. Or rather that they asked him to move, he did move, and then moved back over. And then he did not move. Which is none of it's true. Or at least from what I could tell. And I would have been able to go up and testify in this trial. Charlie attempted to call me up on the witness stand, but they wouldn't allow me to. So I'll explain why here in moments, or at least what their explanation was. 800-259-9231 is the number. And by the way, there are 24 activists, at least, that turned out this morning for this, which I considered an excellent turnout for a court trial. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, now with video validation as an option. Go and check it out at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. So continue my story here from earlier today, pretty much what I spent my day on, because, well, that's the reality for court. In this current world that we live in, it's slow and plodding and takes a while to deal with court things. And, well, it pretty much took up all my day. But early this morning, we had a van essentially load up full of activists, probably 8 or 9 people all in one van. And we headed out to Milford from the Keene area here in New Hampshire. And we're, again, attending two trials for 2 Free State Project members who were recently arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, as I explained earlier. It was over, for one of them, over wearing a hat in a courtroom and the judge not liking his excuse for it. And the other one was for asking too many questions about wearing a hat in a courtroom. And as I was explaining, in the second case, Charlie, he was harmed by the police during the arrest. They roughed him up. They threw him up against a wall. And they did not want to talk about that very much today in the trial. In fact, the prosecutor specifically avoided calling the witness, calling as a witness the cop who actually did the arrest. And he attempted to object whenever the conversation would sort of veer in that direction.
About people talking about the officers harming Charlie?
Sort of. He wanted to stay away from that.
Or he would try to change the direction of things when it went that way.
There wasn't much talking about that because they only allowed one witness to be called, and he referenced hearing a scream of pain, mm-hmm. or a yell of pain, essentially, coming from outside the doors of the court. Because, again, Charlie was arrested outside of the actual courtroom where none of the other activists could see because we had all come in and sat down. He was the last person to come in, or rather, he never made it in because he got arrested. So what they claimed was that Charlie was blocking the doorway, and they asked him to move, and he wouldn't, and so therefore they charged him with disorderly conduct and arrested him. And it's not true. Their case, their side of the story was not the truth. But I was not allowed to get up on the stand and tell my viewpoint of the story, because they restricted Charlie to allowing him only one witness. And he found this out after he'd already called his first witness. So I was going to be his second witness, and they would not allow me to take the stand. So why was he only allowed to?
Yeah, why? How can they only allow you one witness?
See, you're not a lawyer, Mark. And if you're not a lawyer and you want to represent yourself, apparently you have an obligation to read every single one of the government's laws that have to do with the rules as far as operating in their courtroom.
Mm.
Even though the judge, I mean, to his credit, was in a relatively good mood. He smiled a few times. He was being at least helpful. He wasn't trying to steamroll over anybody today. And, of course, there were 25 activists in the courtroom, so that might have been a factor. But this particular judge was kind of hand-holding Charlie and Jesse threw it a little bit, as far as he was really explaining to them what was going on, and they were doing their best.
This is how you're getting screwed.
Pretty much. But one of the things he explained to them was that, well, if they wanted to have witnesses, they were supposed to submit a list of witnesses at least 7 days in advance to the prosecution.
I brought my witnesses with me, Your Honor. You're telling me that I'm going to have a trial here and I'm not able to call witnesses that are in the room?
Well, you have to submit them 7 days in advance, so we're going to do you a favor and allow you to have this one, but that's going to be about it. And that was basically the message today, was that if you don't follow their every single rule, and of course, I suppose you're supposed to check every, year or so to make sure they haven't updated their set of rules to change the dates as far as, it's 7 days now, but maybe the legislature will decide to change it to 14 days, and how are you supposed to know that unless you're keeping up to date with all those laws? So that was basically the situation. They restricted him from calling witnesses. He actually pointed out, I believe, during the trial that, why didn't you send a list of witnesses to me? Guess they don't have to.
Excellent question.
Yeah. Guess they don't have to. So they get to do what they want, and they'll allow you to do what they want to allow you to do. That's one of the things that's one of the things that you could observe from today's trials. So I was not able
to tell. So much for fair trials. I mean, right. For God's sakes, you bring witnesses with you, and you want to ask them questions. You're going to leave them open to the prosecution asking questions, but you can't call those witnesses because you didn't give a list to the court, and likely they a CC copied to the prosecution, but they didn't give you a list of anybody.
They would not allow me to come up there and tell my side of the story, which would have revealed that Charlie was indeed not blocking the doorway, that if anyone was blocking the doorway in this particular case, it was the bailiffs from the court. They actually played part of the tape, the audio tape, because they got microphones in the courtroom. They played part of the tape, and you can hear me on the tape saying, "You're imprisoning us. Are you imprisoning us?" You can hear me referencing the fact that we were being trapped in that courtroom because I had gotten up from my seat having heard the commotion at the door. I knew something was going on. I wanted to get close, and I wanted to go out there and see what was happening to Charlie. They would not let me leave that courtroom. They were blocking, physically blocking both of these doors to the court. I would have talked about that. And I would have talked about how the attorney left that courtroom to go out and encounter the Charlie situation. So it's clear that Charlie was not standing in front of the door because the attorney was able to leave the courtroom. So the attorney left the courtroom. He walks out. That's when the attorney accuses Charlie of assaulting one of the police officers, and it's shortly after that point that they arrested him for disorderly conduct. So Charlie was not blocking the doorway, as they claimed he was, but no one was allowed to make that statement. No one was allowed to do that. Charlie did not get up and testify in his own trial, and he wasn't allowed to call me, so that statement was not made. Not that it would have mattered anyway, because this judge had to find these guys guilty. They had arrested them and held them in a holding cell for hours on the particular day of the so-called disobedience, or rather the so-called disorderly conduct. So basically they'd already spent a day in jail, and so they found them guilty and gave them time served. That's what happened today. And there are some good things to say about what happened today, and there are some bad things as well. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I mean, some of the obvious good news is the amount of activists that were attending was tremendous. a couple dozen people showing up for a court trial in the morning on a business day. I think that's pretty fantastic.
Video recording?
That was one of the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So there were probably about four cameras, four activists with cameras, including myself. I had called the court on Monday to alert them that I was intending to attend the court and video as a member of Cheshire TV, which is a local cable access channel here in Keene. They said they're going to have to check with the judge and get back to me on that, that they were going to call me Wednesday morning and let me know. Okay, fine. So they call me this morning, and the court lady says, the judge is not going to allow cameras. I said to them, and I recorded this call, by the way, and I told them I recorded the call. I said to them, well, so if I show up with my camera, then your bailiffs will deny me the freedom of the press. She said, I can't answer that. And that was the end of that conversation. I let her know that we were going to be showing up anyway. We'd see what happens. So we did end up showing up. I entered the courthouse. They've got the security set up right there at the entrance. Now, last time when I didn't have my press badge, I couldn't even get past the security setup. This time the press badge did get me through the security setup, but it wouldn't get me any further than that. They took the press badge into the judge to check and see if I could come in.
Mm-hmm.
He came. The bailiff came back and said, no, no cameras allowed in the courtroom today. Okay, well, so you're going to deny me my freedom of the press. All kinds of ducking and dodging went on at that point. And so then there was another guy there from the Nashua Telegraph local newspaper who was seemed pretty shocked that they weren't going to be allowing cameras in the courtroom. And then since it was, I think, such a busy atmosphere as far as the whole place was packed full of liberty activists, I think at that point they decided to ban all cameras from the courthouse, and that's what they did next. 800-259-9231, the story continues here in moments. If you were there today and you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to, or you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And join Free Talk Live for the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum. It's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's happening March 5th through the 8th. That's next week. And it's not too late to get registered. In fact, registration on the website at freestateproject.org/libertyforum ends this Sunday. So you want to get on board now if you're wanting to go to things like the dinners. They've got the keynote dinners on Friday and Saturday night, one of whom, one of the speakers is Dr. Mary Ruart from Healing Our World. It's going to be an excellent event. You're going to want to attend it, and you're only going to be able to by if you register by the 1st. Now, if you're too late, if you procrastinate, or maybe it's a last-minute thing, you can only make it up for a Saturday or something like that. You can come up in the flesh and probably get in the door, unless it's, of course, a sold-out event. But they'll probably sell you a ticket and you'll be able to get in. But you will not be able to get into the dinners unless you're registered by the 1st. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code to save yourself 10%. 2009 FTL, 2009 FTL, to save 10% on the 2009 Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we are talking about the Free State Project or something related to the Free State Project. A couple of Free Staters, people who have moved here from other places around the country here to New Hampshire in order to be activists for freedom, were being put on trial today, though I'm sure they would rather have been at home or at work or doing something else with their time. They were put on trial for the favorite charge of disorderly conduct. I and about 25 other activists attended today, which was fantastic. It seems like just bigger and bigger turnouts every single time one of us, liberty activists here in New Hampshire, ends up in a courtroom, which is good news. That was the best news of today, besides the fact that they didn't have to go to jail. The fact is that having dozens of activists turn out on a work day in the morning is pretty fantastic. Then there's all the bad news, and that is that cameras in court they're just not being allowed. That's basically the situation. It's the situation across the state.
It's hard to show the violence of the state when the state won't let you show anything with no cameras.
Right. And, of course, there is, you know, there's that pesky Constitution, which you've got the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, which says you know, that you've the right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press. There's the 22nd article in the New Hampshire Constitution, which says free speech and liberty of the press are essential to the security of freedom in a state. They ought, therefore, to be inviolably preserved. So you've got all these nice sounding words
right,
on paper.
They're inviolably. They can't violate it.
Yeah. Which, you know, yeah, they love, I mean, there's those words on paper, and these men and women calling themselves the government have allegedly sworn an oath to uphold and defend those words, but none of those points do anything. You cannot cite the Constitution to these people and have them say, oh, yeah, the Constitution.
They
could
care
less.
That thing was written 250 years ago.
Right.
What I care about now is that guy in the black dress
that's
that
right.
pays my paycheck.
This is the judge's courtroom, and you will obey his every diktat. So what happened was there were multiple cameras that were allowed into the courthouse, but they weren't allowing anyone into the courtroom. And then they decided to change their mind. The judge apparently changed his mind and decided he didn't want any cameras anywhere in the courthouse. So it was at that point they then ordered us to leave. Or rather, he asked me first to leave. And, of course, I know what happens after that if you don't respond to their requests.
Mm-hmm.
If you are disobedient, that's what this is all about. Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com was pointing this out. That's what every crime is that doesn't involve a victim. Every crime against the state is basically a crime of disobedience. You were not doing as they demanded.
Yeah.
And so they demanded that we leave, and so fine. I made the point that, look, you know, this was all caught on camera. All of this, you know, shutting down free speech, shutting down the free press, all caught on video. So I said, all right, you know, I'm not willing to be arrested over this today, so I am going to leave. So I did leave at that point, as did the other people that were carrying cameras. We then all went into the courtroom and sat down and, you know, were waiting for the trial to start. During Jesse's trial, the first trial that happened, the guy from the Nashua Telegraph walks into the courtroom with his camera. So he had been banned with the rest of us earlier from the courthouse.
But they let him in.
Then in the midst of the trial, he walks into the back corner of the courtroom and starts snapping photos. So after the first trial ends, they took a 10-minute break. And I used that opportunity to go talk to the guy. I said, how did you get that in here? Well, he said, oh, I filed a motion like I usually do. Oh, okay. Well, they had told me I should file a motion earlier, and I kind of felt like, you know, it's the freedom of the press. I don't have to ask permission if it's a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to ask permission if there's a right to being the press and having the freedom to cover public trials. You know, there's another pesky part of the New Hampshire Constitution which says, in part of Article 8, it says, the public's right of access to governmental proceedings and records shall not be unreasonably restricted. So they've got the freedom of the press and then the fact that the public shouldn't be unreasonably restricted. Well, I consider having a camera in the court a fairly reasonable thing to do. But apparently they don't, because I tried to go ahead through the motion process. I figured, I got a 10-minute break. Sure.
I'll try to file a motion, but sure.
Play their little paperwork game. So I filled out one of their motions and said, I'm here from Cheshire TV. I would like to record this trial.
Motion.
They came back out, and they asked me for my press badge again. Took the press badge back in, came back out, and motion denied. So I have a copy of the denied motion. I have video footage of them kicking me out of their court. And I've got recorded phone calls with them intending to keep me out of the court. So I have all kinds of evidence now of what may be considered official oppression. The definition of official oppression is a public servant is guilty of a misdemeanor if with a purpose to benefit himself or to harm another, me, the press, he knowingly commits an unauthorized act which purports to be an act of his office or knowingly refrains from performing a duty imposed upon him by law or clearly inherent in the nature of his office. So, looks like we've got multiple instances of official oppression at the Milford District Court. Will they do anything about it as far as bringing criminal charges? The police department didn't seem too eager to even talk to me today. When I called the police department and told them I was recording the call, the sergeant didn't really want to have me talk to him at that point. I did end up keeping him on the line after about a minute and a half of going back and forth between me saying, I'm recording this phone call, and him saying, I do not authorize you to record this call. Said, well, I don't have to have your authorization.
You're a public servant.
I didn't use that line, but I should have. I did say that you are on this call, and if you're going to continue, you know, basically that's you have no obligation to continue this phone call. You're being recorded. And so eventually he did talk to me. But he wanted me to come down to the station to file a complaint.
You'd be lucky if you leave.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't go there today, but I'm going to talk to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, Sam at obscuretruth.com. And we'll see if perhaps this will help him in his quest to the grand jury, because I think we've got some real solid evidence against these bureaucrats for oppressing the freedom of the press.
Well, I'll tell you.
And showing favoritism to the established media.
I most of this stuff that the civil disobedience that's going on here doesn't, to me, look like it's going to amount to much, but I don't know. However, the courts absolutely, positively need to let everyone who from the press come in and you know, record or take mm-hmm. pictures or whatever it is. I mean, that is the single check and balance on the government, is, you know, the press.
Well, you could. They told me I could have their recording.
I don't want your stinking recording.
On cassette tape.
Cassette tape.
Mm-hmm.
Audio cassette tape?
Yes.
Oh, didn't they offer you an 8-track? Maybe a phonograph?
I actually asked them about that. Cassette tape?
Do you have some digitypes I can get to?
So, I mean, they're still, you know, in the Stone Age. Even though they have a digital camera system with multiple cameras all across the building, all controlled by a single computer, you can see it when you walk in, they apparently are still using audio cassettes to do the recordings of their trials.
Hmm.
So, what did I miss today? If you were out there at the trial and you want to add in your thoughts here, toll-free number 800-259-9231. So, one of the activists, Jesse, had asked, you know, he was kind of reflecting on things and asking if anybody really thought this was going to do very much. And I have to say that yes. I think even though on its face it can look kind of bad, it can sound kind of bad, I think on its face, when you look at it a little closer, what you see is something really unusual happening. And from their perspective, think about it. You're this judge. You're sitting there all day long doing arraignments and charging people multi-hundred-dollar fines for possession of alcohol, open intoxication, marijuana, all kinds of consensual crimes, things that don't actually involve a victim. You're doing this all day long, just ringing the cash register. And you know that these people that are coming in, they just want it all to go away. Usually it's they come with their mom or they come with their girlfriend or they, you know, come with one or two other people. But what you have here is the man that was originally on trial earlier in the month was one of the Free Staters, Mike Barsky. When he showed up, about 7 or 8 people showed up to support him in that, because, again, it was an early morning thing, hard to get people to turn out. But when they went after the two guys in that, they arrested the two we were talking about earlier during Mike's arraignment. Now for their trials, 24 people showed up. So instead of just the average 1 or 2 folks showing up, this is a completely different situation, and more's coming up. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2 on the way.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.